Joyce Jacobson's tenure as president of Hobart and William Smith Colleges began Monday morning. She comes to HWS from Wesleyan University in Connecticut, where she was provost and senior vice president of academic affairs. Jacobson is an economist with degrees from Harvard and the London School of Economics and Stanford University. And so I asked her why an interest in administration rather than a life spent on research and in the classroom.
Most people, as you just pointed out, that join the faculty are not called to become administrators. It's a fairly rare skill. But if you have it, then you do feel like maybe you should use it for the good of the community. And so I was increasingly asked to be on committees, or particularly on the side of the faculty. I ended up being faculty chair fairly early on, and then later on was asked to be dean of social sciences, and then became provost. So I've always said part of the reason I did it was to protect everybody else from having to do it. Particularly when you get to be provost, there are a lot of things that most people just will not really be able to handle. And I think president is a little bit like that also. So not many are called and not many are chosen because it is a very specific and challenging position. And if you think you can do a good job, I would argue it's for the good of the higher education community that you step up and do it.
Jacobson arrives at HWS at a challenging time for higher education. Increasing student debt has called into question the financial viability of higher education for many Americans. That has an impact on schools' ability to recruit and retain students. Jacobson says we're experiencing a shakeout in higher education that's largely driven by changing demographics.
If you think about when a lot of the system was built up, it was in the 60s and 70s, and it was in response to the post-war baby boom, and basically a huge increase of both hiring of faculty at that point, and many people had gone back to graduate school on the higher education bill from the GI Bill, and then also the wave of children that came out of that. And then there was a sort of a duplicated wave that came out in the early, late 80s to early 90s, the baby boomlet, when those people started having their children more. And now we're really past that. We're past the boom. We're past the boomlet. And we know that the demographics are against us in the sense that particularly the Northeast is basically in a no-growth period, so that we're expecting, and we can see this, of course, because we know the birth rate from year to year, a real drop-off in the number of people going to college. One thing offsetting that is that the proportion of people going to college is rising. So, and since we're getting sort of higher quality investments in children, even as the quantity goes down, and that's why it's so important then, though, also to build on that and make sure you have good retention and graduation rates. Again, something that Hobart and William Smith Colleges are good at, and that's an important sell point also about what's good about these colleges.
Summers are quiet on the HWS campus, with the majority of the students and faculty away. I asked President Jacobson how she'd be looking to the campus community and the Geneva community as a whole to help her settle into and succeed in her new role.
Well, it's challenging because you're coming into a new system, a new structure, and you don't know all the local jargon, you don't know the backstories, you don't know who doesn't like whom, who was married to somebody and now is married to their friend. So a lot of that you just have to learn over time, and you just cannot absorb it all at once. I mean, I've been trying to absorb as much as possible over the last 5 months through emails and phone calls, through occasional trips to visit people, but now that I'm really here full time, it's going to be a lot easier to absorb that information. And at some point, you kind of know when you've absorbed it, or at least enough to be effective. I certainly don't assume on my first official day that I know enough of that. So I just hope that people are honest. They just tell me their point of view on things. They don't try to sugarcoat things. They make clear what's going on. And that particularly if they're transmitting honest, truthful information, it's a lot easier for me to see what the different stories are. It doesn't mean everybody has to agree. I'm sure there are going to be most issues where there are different points of view, but if people aren't clear about what the points of view are and why they're articulating them, then it's harder for me to be able to make decisions. Because the basic thing about a job like this is you have to make the hard decisions. You have to be the person who hears all those narratives and decides which one you're going to side with or how to thread between the narratives. And if I don't get a full cast of the narratives and where they're coming from, it's hard for me to do that.
Part of Jacobson's effort to get to know HWS in Geneva is a new podcast that she is hosting called the Pulteney Street Podcast, which features interviews with members of the campus community, HWS alumni, and people from Geneva and the Finger Lakes. That's available on the HWS website. President Jacobson will also be our guest on Connections with Evan Dawson tomorrow from noon to 1.